to follow the procession, where sometimes seeing the easiest pathway, the easiest way forward to make that connection with what is now, with what is to be. You sometimes hear the phrase to follow the fair. The circus has hit town, and like children, many will chase those sounds and sights for their mutual enjoyment. But we have to remember, if one follows, they can always receive the opportunity to lead, to take charge, to make those decisions, to outstretch the consequences, to discover, to participate, to take part. So sometimes we have to learn to think, to fend for oneself, to be able to make accomplished decisions for the correct outcome and results. Sometimes we can liken the given situation as a ripened apple, for we know that within the casing, the skin, as it were, should it be peeled away, the fruit, the bounty, the succulence that lies within is there. Ooh, what's happening to me? This movement, this shifting of minds, the similarity of moving backwards and moving forwards to find the space for the consciousness to relive that conscious thought. Sometimes it is merely an echo of a pattern of thought that was once residing in the forefront of the mind. But the will and the mind is strong. It is placed in a position of security, that sometimes the free will that is permitted seeps and makes its own decisions, its own rationales. It simply shifts gear. And so when this struggle, however small, takes place, the pattern, that train, that leadership and servitude of command is misplaced, but forgiven. If we could carry those faults, those ideas, those feelings, and store them to one side, to allow the vessel to carry that inspiration, those views, then maybe process could eliminate some of the misguidance, some of the confusion, to allow the clarity of thought to prevail.